And now we come to our second feature, which is again read by Rosemary Scott, and it's about having fun with the English language.
I turned in early the other evening to mull over a few of life's mysteries. Like, when is last night of the proms really going to mean it? If a pig loses its voice, is it disgruntled? And is multitasking an ability to muck everything up simultaneously? Sleep arrived well before any sensible answers, but at least I'd been spared one more television programme featuring endless repeats for the famous five. Actually, awesome, brilliant, fantastic and gutted. So many words and expressions to pick from. So little regard for any idea of a linguistic adventure. Now footballers dress up as politicians and vice versa on a level playing field, with banal sound bites the only goal and too much extra time to waste. Yes, if the English language made any sense, a catastrophe would be an apostrophe with fur. Even so, there's no excuse for many blatant abuses it has to suffer. Perhaps we add to this growing chaos inspired by a voracious media. For a start, we watch Parliament elect a speaker when there are about 650 of them in there, already mostly talking a load of old squit. We call it a rush hour when nothing moves. We know fast food tends to slow us down. No wonder rubbish is passed off as reality on our television screens. It creeps into more homely areas as well. I recall a few years back when Cromer Smugglers picked up an Unsung Heroes Community Award. But that's what they did all the while sing. We must take better care of our language before it drowns in a vat of clichés, that's for sure, or disappears in a storm of texting, twittering and mobile phone twaddle. Norfolk could lead the way by not holding a conference on the subject. There's no point in gathering important people who singly can do nothing, but together can decide that nothing can be done. Far better to get back to individual basics and spend an hour or two with a good dictionary and a willingness to take liberties in the name of a words revival. I take my cue from comedian and writer Barry Cryer, a master of alternate suggestions. He reckoned Honolulu meant to give an MBE to a Scottish singer, and I'm still happy to take his word for it. Then I stumbled across Dickensian, used to describe snow at Christmas or very long novels. I remember a lad at school lighting up a dull English language lesson by announcing his father was always refusing to pay syntax. That did it. A rustic stalwart emerged from my early newspaper reporting days to describe growing excitement over his local garden show as wisteria. A fashion-conscious colleague in the swinging 1960s informed me baloney was where some hemlines fell. I owned up to harbouring a belief that absentee is a missing golf peg and aromatic an autopilot for archers. A medical source informed me dilate meant to live longer and an outpatient just a person who had fainted. A friend good with numbers suggested extradition totted up to more maths homework, while morbid could only be a higher offer. We popped a dentist to bill toothache as the pain that drives you to extraction. An honest planner, a rare breed, admitted suburbia is where they tear out the trees and plants and then name streets after them. Welcome to Ash Grove and Primrose Drive. Fun and word games with a serious purpose. Where would it all end? With a top 20 compiled with help from a witty man I often meet on my clifftop rambles in loquacious Cromer. Try these for size. Archive. where Noah kept his bees. Flabbergasted, appalled by discovering how much weight one has gained. Esplanade, to attempt an explanation while drunk. Balderdash, rapidly receding hairline. Flatulence, emergency vehicle that picks up someone run over by a steamroller. Idiomatic, a foolproof dishwasher. Allocate, how some greet the Duchess of Cambridge. Hoedown, agricultural strike. Forebears, scare for Goldilocks. Demystifier, retired magician. Endorse, loser in Grand National. Dullard, boring duck. Foxglove, Basil Brush. Dreadlocks, fear of canals. Shuttlecock, space chicken. Stylist, pig directory. Buffalo, popular nudist camp greeting. Fondue, an affectionate sheep. Hiding, church bells you can't reach. Cursory, where small children learn to swear. Now have a go, if you can do better or worse.
Thank you, Rosemary.